Good day and welcome to the Dürr Half Year Figures 2012 conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Ralf Dieter, CEO of Dürr AG. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Caroline, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Ralf Dieter speaking. My colleague, Ralf Heubing, and I welcome you to Dürr's conference call on our first half 2012 results. By the way, my colleague Ralf is in India at the moment, and hello, Ralf.
Hello.
As usual, I will start by summarizing the key highlights and giving you an overview of the results. Ralf Heubing then will go into the profit and loss and balance sheet figures in more detail. Afterwards, I would like to talk about our divisions and share our view of the markets and our outlook for the rest of the year. The highlights in summary. First, the second quarter continued to be strong, not only in terms of incoming orders, but also with regard to sales and earnings. The EBIT margin in the quarter reached 7.1%. Second, the demand has remained consistently high. Despite the economic uncertainties, our project pipeline remains strong. Third, we raised our outlook for 2012 in June. Given the strong momentum, we are confident of reaching the announced figures for sales, incoming orders, and earnings. On page 3 shows that our sales rose by 49% to 1.16 billion compared to the first half of 2011. Orders exceeded sales by 21% in the first half, which resulted in an increase in order backlog to a strong 2.4 billion. This will ensure good capacity utilization in the next 12 to 15 months. Our service business was up 21% to 225 million. Its share of total sales declined temporarily to 19% since our equipment business grew even stronger at 57%. Let's move to page 4. The group's incoming orders at 725 million in the second quarter were up 13% compared to the same period in 2011. This is a third year in a row in which we have started off with a double-digit increase in new orders in the first half of the year. Orders in the second quarter were also up 7% over the first quarter of 2012. And the price quality of the orders has remained consistently good over the last quarters. Geographic detail is provided on page 5. In the emerging markets, which we define as Mexico, Brazil, Eastern Europe, China, and Asia, incoming orders leveled off to the same extent in the first half of 2012. Whereas order intake in China remained steady, we registered a temporary decline in Brazil and India. However, there are several major projects in the pipeline for 2012 and 2013 in these two countries. We just got these days in the large order again in China, and as you can see, that the quarterly perspective is always a very short picture. Demand for new capacity and for retrofits continued to pick up in the United States, causing incoming orders to rise by 38%. In Europe as well, we were able to achieve what at first glance appears to be a surprisingly substantial rise in order intake. We were awarded contracts for various major paint system projects, including large retrofits in France, Spain, and Turkey. And in addition, we received a large system order for a paint shop in Germany. In summary, order intake in Europe, including Germany, for the first half of 2012 rose by 50% over the previous year. Page 6 shows the regional breakdown of incoming orders and sales revenues. As already announced in our first quarter call, we have changed the structure on this chart to reflect the breakdown of incoming orders over the last four quarters. This rolling midterm analysis provides, in our opinion, a more reliable indication than individual quarters, which may show a distorted picture due to a few large-scale orders. Over the past four quarters, orders from the emerging markets have accounted for 59% of incoming orders. At just under 30%, China continues to be the most important single market. I'd like to hand over now to Ralph Heuwing in India, who has no problem with electrical energy, and to go through our financial and cash statements. Ralph?
Yes, thank you. I'm actually in Pune, which is not affected by the northern grid. So let's turn to page 7. This shows an overview of our earnings situation. Gross margin improved appreciably in the second quarter of 2012 from 16.4% in the first quarter to 17.6% in the second quarter. This was achieved with productivity improvements, strong capacity utilization, as well as good order execution and higher margin orders, higher margin quality of the orders executed. The mix between equipment and service business, however, had a dampening effect on margin. Due to the strong volume growth overall, we increased our gross profit in the first half by 41% to 198 million euros. Selling and admin expenses rose by 20% in the first half, again, much less strongly than sales revenue. We increased our R&D spending by 19% in line with our Dürr 2015 strategy. We will continue to increase this item in order to secure our technological lead in production efficiency and expand into new areas of business such as the energy-saving technologies. EBIT doubled over the first half of 2011, rising to 72 million euros, reaching an EBIT margin of 6.2%. In the second quarter alone, we generated EBIT of 43 million euros with a margin of 7.1%. Before depreciation and amortization, EBITDA in the first half rose to 85 million euros, almost up 100% year on year. At minus 13 million euros in the first half, net financial expense was somewhat higher than the minus 10 million recorded in the first half last year. As explained earlier, the interest expense now includes the refinancing of the Dürr campus in Bietigheim Bissingen, which we took on balance end of last year. In addition, the high cash and cash equivalents yielded only a small interest income due to the significantly lower market rates on deposits. With tax expense of 15 million euros, earnings after tax rose to 44 in the first half, up from 16 million euros in the same period last year. The effective tax rate was 26%, and for the full year, we expect to be in the region of 25%, as we will continue to use or capitalize our unused tax loss carryforwards, given the positive earnings performance. Page 8 shows our cash flow statement. In the first half of 2012, there was a net cash outflow of 65 million euros from operating activities, up from the previous year's net outflow of 25 million euros. The main reason for this was the obvious increase in 120 million euros in net working capital compared to the 31st of December last year. This is the result of a sharp increase in business, but also of the strong cash inflow of prepayments. Our operating liquidity plans show that net working capital to recede again compared with June 30th of 2012, as several projects have reached the completion phase, with corresponding final payments falling due. It should be noted that our cash flow also reflects the outflow from the externally funded pension risk in Germany in an amount of 11 million euros, which we took account of in the first quarter. We took the step to reduce longevity risks. In summary, free cash flow was negative as minus 82 million euros. As a result, our net financial status dropped to minus 48 million from plus 52 at the end of last year. For the year and this year, we expect a distinctly positive free cash flow with a corresponding effect on our net financial status. By the way, the reported figures were hardly impacted by any forfeiting or factoring measure. Page 9 provides some more detail on our net working capital development, which at the end of Q1 stood at 151 million euros. Days working capital rose to 23 days from just 6 days at the end of last year. We consider days working capital of 20 to 20 25 days, an adequate and high performance level, but expect an improvement during the second half of 2012. As always, pages 10 and 11 provide an overview of our work in process and progress billing. The analysis shows that the payment balance with our customers has improved compared to year-end 2011. Total prepayments from customers reported on the liability side were still exceptionally high at plus 503 million euros as of the reporting date. There will be future receivables from contracts set against these liabilities on the asset side. Consequently, it is misleading to view these prepayments in isolation. Future receivables from contracts net of customer prepayments stood at minus 95 million euros as of 30th of June 2012, which is a decrease of 31 million euros versus the end of last year. This amount, which represents customers' pre-financing of contracts, will lead to future cash outflows, which will increase net working capital and reduce cash and cash equivalents. On the other side, cash flow will be positively influenced by higher income and earnings and therefore offset the expected cash outflow. Let me finish off with some key financial figures on page 12. Driven by the sustained growth in business, total assets climbed a further 6% to 1.75 billion euros compared to the end of 2011. On the asset side, trade receivables and inventories rose by a total of 182 million euros. On the liability side, however, trade payables climbed by only 63 million euros. The accumulation of net working capital led to a decline of 63 million in cash and cash equivalents to 236 million euros, still a comfortable position. Equity rose by 22 million euros over December 31st to 387 million euros. Despite the increase, the equity ratio was virtually unchanged at 22%. We assume that it will rise again in the second half of the year. Return on capital employed reached a strong 30% in the first half despite the increase in net working capital, which underlines the strength of our asset-light structure. I will now hand back to Rastita, who will highlight the development of our divisions and give you our outlook.
Thank you, Ralf. And on page 13 shows that the positive trend in the paint and assembly system division continued in the first half of 2012. Incoming orders were up 31% year over year. Paint systems and aircraft and technology systems both had double-digit rates of growth. Large paint system orders were received from China, Germany, Spain, Turkey, and the US, among others. Thanks to a disproportionately strong European business, the share of incoming orders from emerging markets in the paint and assembly system division temporarily contracted to 40% in the first half of 2012. But however, we expect this share to widen in the second half of the year again. Sales revenues grew by 55% and hence more quickly than our workforce with 18%. As incoming orders continue to exceed revenues, orders on hand increased again. High capacity utilization, the growth in sales revenues and moderate increase in overheads led EBIT to rise to 30 million and the EBIT to reach 5.6%. On page 14, you see our development in application technology. After a very strong first half 2011, order intake grew by another 7% in the first half 2012, and our project pipeline remains at a high level. Despite the increase of 54% in sales revenues, the book-to-bill ratio came to 1.15. Major contracts for the delivery of painting robots and application technology were received from China, the United States, and Europe as well. Application technology was able to widen its gross margin in the first half of 2012 thanks to high capacity utilization and the improved margin quality of orders on hand. This, together with moderate fixed costs, led EBIT to climb by 18 million to 25 million in the first half of 2012. EBIT margin came to 9.4% in the first half and just under the 10% in the second quarter. We have increased the workforce by 13% to 1,281 people since mid-2011 in response to the sharp business growth. The development of our measuring and process system division is shown on page 15. Order intake rose here by an encouraging 10% in the second quarter of 2012, thus reversing the 3% year-on-year decline we saw in the first quarter. By comparison, the industry association VDMA reported recently a substantial decline in order volumes in the German mechanical and plant engineering industry in the months March to May 2012. The balancing and assembly products business unit registered high growth in orders, benefiting from its broad market base in various sectors. Once again, it received several orders from suppliers of power generation equipment, but also business in products for final automobile assembly, filling and testing systems was strong. The cleaning and filtration business unit recorded a pickup in new orders in the second quarter after a decline in the first quarter of 2012, which was due to a base effect with some exceptionally large orders in 2011 in the U.S. Sales revenues in the measuring and process system division rose sharply by 37%, with both business units achieving similar growth. Thanks to its high capacity utilization levels, balancing and assembly products was able to increase its earnings in the first half of 2012 and attain very satisfactory margin levels. Cleaning and filtration systems also reported for a profit, thus reversing the loss which it had sustained in the first half of 2011. The measuring and process system division altogether achieved an EBIT margin of 7% in the first half. Finally, page 16 shows the figures of our clean technology system division. The strong demand for exhaust air purification systems in the chemical, pharmaceuticals and carbon fiber industries continued in the first half of 2012, resulting in a 14% increase in order volumes. In fact, incoming orders gained momentum in the second quarter of 2012, exceeding the first quarter by 23%. Despite a sharp 34% increase in sales revenues, the book-to-bill ratio came to a high 1.45 in the first half of the year. With an EBIT margin of 6.2% in the second quarter, earnings improved in line with forecasts. The first quarter had seen a small loss arising from non-recurring costs in connection with business expansion in the emerging market, as we explained in the last call. We expect the division to post a substantial profit for 2012 as a whole. Clean Technology Systems also saw several new orders in the energy efficiency field, our new business, for example, in the business with microgas turbines and organic rankine cycle modules. We expect a further positive development here over the next quarters. And we are also pursuing acquisitions in the division and expect another deal closing in the second half of 2012. Let's turn now to page 17. It is obvious that the economic outlook around the world has softened during the last 6 months, with the euro crisis, slowdown in China, and other macro developments dominating the market sentiment. However, it is also true that the global automobile production and sales remained on a solid upward trend in the first 6 months of 2012, despite the downturn in Western Europe. Automotive sales gained momentum virtually all around the world in May and June. June sales figures alone grew by 22% in the United States, by 47% in Japan, by 19% in Brazil, and by 11% in India. China, the world's largest automobile market, expanded by 16% after contracting at the beginning of the year. Even the decline of 2% in Western Europe in June was rather moderate, and in Germany and the UK, sales figures were slightly up. Page 18 shows the latest forecast for the light vehicle market, which PwC has just published a few days ago. And those July figures are still in line with those published from PwC at the end of 2011. PwC expects production to reach over 100 million units by 2016, which means an average annual growth rate of over 6%. The countries with the highest growth rates, above 10% in each case, continue to be China, India, Russia, Thailand, and Indonesia. So, despite the uncertainties, a further robust development of our key market is expected by the experts. Our project pipeline reflects these expectations. The level of requests for quotation continues to be on a very high level, not only in the BRIC countries, but also in the US, Mexico, and even in Europe. Let's move on to page 19. The outlook for our business remains positive. We see no deterioration of our business. From today's perspective, we forecast growth of around 20% in sales revenues to 2.3 billion for 2012. This is supported by the high order backlog and the continued strong demand from our customers. Incoming orders should reach 2.5 billion in 2012, which is only slightly down compared to last year's record in the order intake, but well above our expectation at the beginning of 2012. Earnings should improve strongly. In view of our high capacity utilization, as well as volume and cost-related economy of scale, we are targeting an EBIT margin of 6.5 to 7%. The financial result will weaken somewhat due to the purchase of the Dürr campus, as Ralf explained. The effective tax rate should stay at around 25% due to the utilization of unused tax losses. Net profit should be up by around 50%. So, ladies and gentlemen, before inviting you to ask your questions, I would like to briefly summarize our situation on page 20. The second quarter turned out better than we had expected, and the incoming orders again reached a level of more than 700 million. And we already achieved in the second quarter an EBIT margin of 7.1%. The automobile industry is expected to grow by 6% annually, and growth drivers will remain the emerging markets, and we expect a resurgence of the North American market as we see it already today. Our project execution has improved substantially over the last few years, thanks to all the optimized processes and structures we have now in place. Despite the substantial growth in business volumes, we are able to complete and to handle all these projects in accordance with the plans. Dürr's growth strategy is based mostly on four pillars: expansion in the emerging markets, ongoing product innovation, expansion of service business, and the establishment of new business activities in the energy efficiency sector. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's so far, and now thank you very much for your attention, and I would like now to invite you to answer your questions. Caroline, can I give back to you?
Certainly, Mr. Dieter. If you'd like to ask a question at this time, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. If you find that your question has already been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question. We'll now take our first question from Ingo Schachel from Commerzbank. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. I have two questions. So the first one would be if you could give us a bit more color and guidance on what we should expect for the overhead cost development in the second half of the year. Will that increase at a similar rate like in the first half, or will the overhead cost ramp-up be accelerated or decelerated in any way in the second half? The second question relates to clean tech systems. I was just wondering if there's anything that we should be aware of regarding the margin and cost development in the second half of the year. I mean, in the second quarter, the margin was pretty good again. Are we now back at the normal level, or that will stabilize around there, or will the margin continue to remain volatile due to the expansion efforts and so on?
Okay. First of all, your questions regarding the overhead cost increase, I think we will be continue on the similar level like the second quarter. And for the clean technology the first half. So the second half will be more or less like the first half. And for the clean tech system, you have seen the nice improvement, but I think Ralf would agree to that. That's not what we are targeting for, so we see also improvements here.
Yeah, the Q3 and Q4 should be in the similar profitability range as Q2.
Okay, thanks. Can I just briefly ask you on your tax rate and the favorable tax situation, could you just remind us for how long that will remain favorable in that dimension? Is it something which we should also expect for the next 1 or 2 years, or is it fully limited to 2012?
Yeah, I can answer this. the total amount of tax loss carry forward is still way above 200 million euros, and we expect to use up out of that volume this year somewhere between 35 and 40 million euros. So there's still a lot of tax loss carry forwards left, especially in the United States and in France, which can be used in the future years. It's a question then of activating those tax loss carry forwards into the balance sheet, and that process we are typically handling quite conservatively.
Okay, thanks.
So cash taxes remain well below 30% in the future.
We'll now take our next question from Stephen Klepp from Berenberg Bank. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi, good afternoon, gentlemen. Stephen Klepp, Berenberg. A couple of questions from my side. First of all, order pipeline. You have been flagging that China, there have been some good orders at hand at the moment, and at the same time you're just guiding for 2.5 billion of orders in this year, which is rather conservative because that means on a quarterly level you would only have 550 million, which is more than 15% below the run rate that we have seen recently. So I'm just wondering, are you just uber-conservative, or are you basically seeing here deterioration of demand? So can you talk us through your order pipeline? And I come back with further questions thereafter, if that's okay for you.
Okay. Mr. Klepper, after you're speaking, you're right. I said the order pipeline is very good. The 2.5 billion order intake in this for 2012 is totally supported by the market, let's say like that. But we also have to understand that we have also capacity restrictions, and we have hired a lot of new people which will be, let's say, supporting operational and more or less next year. So there is not a market limitation alone, it's more in also what can we take to have a secure order fulfillment. And the pipeline doesn't show any deterioration. Also, we have quite good visibility for 2013 for the first half already.
So basically, you are saying that you're going to restrict order intake going forward and allow for a drop in order intake of up to 15% on a quarterly basis for the rest of the year?
I don't give quarterly order intake forecasts, so because our customers don't care so much about our quarters. I can only say that we take orders always in a way that we want to have the right business as in the past, so we have always selective order intake. And we have to manage our capacities, whether it's 2.5 or 2.55 or something like that, or 2.6, that we will see at the end of the year.
Yeah.
It's more depending on the execution time frame of those orders. Can be more.
Don't want to be super critical here, but when you say basically 2.5 billion, you are implicitly guiding as well for quarters, but just me now.
You're right.
next question on the margin side of Dürr. I mean, you have had 7.1%, which was quite impressive, peak margin of the company. So what should we expect going forward? Should we expect that this is a healthy rate? Do we see further improvements? Because you said, okay, operational-wise, things are getting better, bits and pieces, like the clean techs are improving, MPS is doing well. We are at a very good, healthy level in application technologies. And so should we assume that the 7% is a run rate that we should see for the rest of the year and as well in 2013, or are there still some room for improvement as well from the pricing level?
I mean, first of all, we wanted to demonstrate in the second quarter that we can do 7%. We managed, and if you would have asked me 3 years ago, we would have not believed that. So this was very positive, and we are very happy about that. And you can expect that this is going for the next quarters to be continued, yeah? I think from the price realization side, we are in a situation now which I don't see too much room for improvement. On the cost and process side, there's always room. And I think also the new business in the clean technology system will have potential for improvements. But due to the fact that it's from the total volume and not yet very significant, we expect that 2013 will not look worse. Say it like that, yeah?
Okay, that's good to hear. And the last question is cash generation and net debt, net cash. You have been saying on the one hand you're going to probably see an acquisition in the second half of the year, I'm pretty sure you don't give us more details on that one, but if you're talking about that the company at the end of the year should look again into a net cash situation, should we assume that this is excluding the acquisition or including acquisition?
That's including, because this acquisition will not be a big number.
Oh, okay. Okay, got you. Thank you.
Pleasure.
We'll now take our next question from Stefan Augustin from Kepler. Please go ahead.
Hello, gentlemen. Just two questions from my side. First, in the report, you talk about the release of a provision of 1.5 billion. Can you just take me through this, what it was for, and especially on what division it has been accounted for? And the second one is, if I look at the balancing, or let's say the measuring and process systems in the second quarter, we had a strong improvement in margin, and you said it's both for cleaning and balancing. Do you think that on the balancing side, the level you reach in the second quarter is somehow sustainable, or do you think you had some tailwinds there in the quarter? And then on the other way around, do you feel that the turnaround in cleaning works as you have planned, or do you think you're a little bit ahead or behind the schedule? Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Augustin. Ralf, can you comment on the provision?
Yeah. It was just 1.5 million, so not a major item, but I'm happy to give some details. 1 million was the provisions for a legal dispute in Brazil, which could be released because we could settle this, and it was related to the paint and assembly systems, and half a million roughly was within the balancing and assembly products business, and that was an adjustment to get basically to get in line with IFRS after we have consolidated this activity fully. So we were able to release some provisions which we had built to do that in previous quarters.
Okay. Regarding the measuring process system, and particularly here balancing assembly products, margin and the profitability of the first half, it's sustainable for the second half. That was your first question. And just to give you a flavor, the return on sales here is above the application technology division to a record level, which we have not seen before, but we see it as a moment as a level we can keep.
So that is, you just said this is for the first half. Does this also count for, let's say, the second quarter? Which is obviously, I mean, you had a big jump quarter on quarter, and probably attributable to both. So do you think that, I mean, we have 0.5 million in balancing, that is, as it is roughly half, explaining a little bit, but do you think you will be somewhere way in the double digits for some further time?
I think we can be in a how is it say, double digit, but on a low pace double digit for the rest of the year, yes. And your last question regarding the infiltration system, we are here on track with our plan, not advanced, not ahead, but on track.
Right, great. Thanks a lot.
Pleasure.
We'll now take our next question from Gerhard Blesk from Borden Zeitung. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello. I just have a question about the orders going back in Asia and in China. You don't seem to be very concerned about that, but can you be more specific on the reasons for the slight back of the orders in China and especially in India and Brazil, which you call it temporarily, but what are the reasons?
Yeah. Can I just have your name again, please?
Gerhard Bleske from Börsenzeitung.
Ah, Mr. Bleske, okay.
Hello.
as I said, China, we should not look at quarters, yeah? And in China, after the quarter has been closed, just 2 days ago, we signed a contract for nearly 100 million, yeah, for a new paint shop. So China, I'm not worried at all about. The investments are there continuing. and there's no issue about it. In India, and there was a slowdown, we can call it like that, due to this whole situation, but the projects we're discussing with our customers shows that 2013 there's a stronger demand again. And in Brazil, we have the situation that there are a lot of projects there, and our customers have experienced that Brazil is not anymore a low-cost country, and some of them have to readjust their budgets, which takes their time, particularly now in the summer. But we expect Brazil, the projects, to be, let's say, to be awarded in the last quarter and the first half next year.
Okay, thank you.
Pleasure.
Take our next question from Tim Rokosa from Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my question. There would be basically two follow-ups to those that have already been raised. Firstly, could you maybe just give us some detail on your order intake from emerging markets versus developed countries in Q2? I appreciate you now give us the split on a rolling basis, and the quarter is also heavily distorted in some cases, but I would still like to know the number, please, if that's possible. And then secondly, you're stating that you expect a strong rebound in demand in Brazil next year now. BMW has just said this morning that they want to put their decision on hold whether they build up a plant down there until the legislation about the tax, the import treatments has been clarified, and Fiat also said yesterday in their call that they are looking at the Picasso development very closely because obviously there are so many OEMs entering that market at the moment. Do you not fear that obviously the market is performing well at this stage, driven by incentives that have been implemented since May, but do you not fear that more OEMs will look at the development going forward before building up significant capacity in that market, i.e. that we might see the slowdown in demand for paint shops for a couple of more quarters? And then as a last question, maybe also somewhat as a follow-up to your margin forecast, do you still expect the usual seasonal development, i.e. Q4 being your strongest quarter in terms of profitability? Thank you.
Okay, maybe go to your second question. You are totally right, and I'll try to explain. In Brazil, there are decisions of investments are discussed, or some of them are reconsidered from a cost perspective or from a legislation perspective. But let me tell it in another way. Even there would be no business in Brazil, we would have not a problem for the next 6-9 months, because the overall project pipeline in the world is large enough to support our plans here. But we see customers, that's not BMW, not Fiat, who are continuing to invest in Brazil, and I think the focus will be then 2013, which is good, because it's better for us that we can digest that. The second quarter intake, we have just to calculate, because we are now get used to this rolling perspective, because the quarter doesn't say too much, but we will come back to you. Can you repeat your last question again, please?
I'm just on the seasonality of the EBIT margin.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yes. Well, a lot of things in our company had, let's say, the historical past, but I think this year seems to be a little bit different because we had a very strong first quarter as well. We expect that that for sure the fourth quarter is not worse than the second quarter. Let's say like that. How much more, I can't tell you now. I think it's more steady than in the past because we are more loaded. And the share, just to finalize the share in the first half, it was 291 million in the merchant markets so basically 300 million out of 700, and China alone was 120 million. Got some more information. Sorry. China was in the first half 290 million. And in the second quarter 120 million, that was China only.
Yeah, that we get from your slides, but the split between emerging markets overall, because we obviously don't know how much Brazil, for example, is inside America, and also Eastern Europe inside the European figures, just the split for Q2, emerging markets versus mature markets?
Yeah. Can you do me a favor? Can you just call later Mr. Diemann? He will give you the figure.
Sure. Thank you.
I have it not on my hand here, sorry.
We'll now take our next question from Jasko Terzic from DZ Bank. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Two questions left from my side. The first one on your MPS segment. You were mentioning the weaker order performance of the VDMA. So what is your view for this segment for H2 in terms of sales and orders? What can we expect here? And the second question pertains to your gross margin. It is improving year on year, but still significantly below the 20%. So what is expected in the course of the year, and when do you think to get more close to those 20%, or are they unachievable for a foreseeable future?
Yeah, I think this 20% was never a target we had. We were close to that in the crisis year 2009, because in that year the service business had a very high proportion of the total business. And as I said before, the service business now is from an average of 25-26% down to 20%, and therefore the overall margin mix is lower. That's why the margin is around 70%. Yeah. So if you ask me whether we can achieve 20% on the short term, no, because we have still, and I forecast that it continues to be a strong sales of new equipment, and therefore I think the margin level we have at the moment is for us very satisfying. In this mix I just explained. So first question, the VDMA number, yes. You know, it's very difficult because when I look at our pipeline and our prospects, it looks very good. It's very strong, the pipeline. There's no effects of weakening. And then you see a lot of companies dealing with slow order intake or even negative developments in terms of increase. But it's always the structure of the company you have to look at. And since we are so strong in the emerging markets, we are not affected by that as much or at all as the companies in the machinery business. And that's VDMA, smaller companies, which are mostly dealing with business in Europe. I think that's the main reason.
Okay, so we can expect better order and sales performance in H2 compared to H1 in this year.
I would say it's the same one, same level, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
I see.
I'm going to take our next question from Jan Forrester from Bloomberg. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my question. I have two questions. The first one is regarding the acquisition you mentioned earlier. You didn't answer the question. Could you elaborate, please, on this one? You said it will be pursued at the end of 2012. And then the other question is regarding the cash flows. I realized they have been worsened. You elaborate on that, but, yeah, please could you do this again for me? Thanks.
Ralf, would you I can take both questions, I suppose, yeah?
Yes, that's all right.
So the acquisition that is most imminent is, again, one below 10 million euros. And once the ink is dry, we'll report on that. You will understand that we're not going to go into detail in this call. But it is it fits very nicely into our strategy of energy efficiency technology. On the cash flow, yeah, I mean, you've seen a very strong cash inflow from prepayments in the last quarter of last year, and that's obviously led to a very high base to move from. And over the course of the first half, we executed a lot of projects and therefore spent the money that was that had flown in December, mostly, of 2011. Now, this is coming now into balance again, and with the arrival of new projects, as well as the closing of older projects and their final payments, we expect a significant cash inflow now again in the second half of 2012. And that, as we had said, that will lead most likely to net financial status, which is at least zero, if not positive, and therefore a positive free cash flow.
Thank you very much.
Caroline, we have further questions?
We have one question in the queue from Peter Rothacher from Baader Bank. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello. Peter Rothacher, Baader Bank. One question regarding the link in orders between patent assembly systems and application technology. Well, normally when orders are very strong in patent assembly system, you also have strong orders in application technology. In this quarter, this is a little bit different. Do you see here some lag in the orders? Because normally when you order a paint shop, you also order the application technology.
Yeah, again, this quarter, I know that you look at the picture that in the second quarter the application technology had a slightly less order intake than in the first quarter, but this is just a picture of which is misleading. The pipeline here is as strong, and you are right, when we sell a new paint shop, in most of the cases we also sell our paint robots and application systems. I also talked about that we got in the paint job business also a lot of retrofits, and some of them were not including paint jobs. But the overall pipeline is very strong, and we don't see any decline here.
Mm. Okay, thank you.
Pleasure. So,
we have no further questions in the queue, gentlemen.
Okay, then it looks like that we have answered everything which was under question. And I, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you very much for your questions, and we also thank you for your interest to our first half results. We enjoyed the discussion, and we would like to say for today bye-bye and speak to you in the next Q3 call again. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.